my set of the bar stories. Kelly, what are those?
Examples of what not to do.
Yeah. Most of the time, it is one individual person that we are shaking our finger at with this, right? Not so here. Story's right out of the bluegrass here. So if you can manage to make it through the day without surprising an employee for his birthday when he asks you not to, you're doing okay.
Okay.
Now, this seems like no big deal, right?
Right.
Yeah, from WCPO.
Inside Gravity Diagnostics 2019, before the pandemic, they celebrated birthdays like a lot of our offices do.
Everybody signs a card, you buy a treat, and everybody shares a treat, and just, it's supposed to be a nice thing for people, and I understand that.
Oh, is there cake in the break room? No, whose birthday is it?
But attorney Tony Bucher says for his client with general anxiety disorder, that's unwanted attention, a source of stress that could set off a panic attack. Bucher said his client told the party planner to skip him, but...
She just forgot.
Yeah, so they threw him a party. So, naturally, he got upset. He did have a panic attack, had to leave and have lunch in his car.
Oh, no.
So then his bosses kind of confront him about his reaction, and he kind of freaked out again. And then days later, they fired him.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
So.
Well, that's aggressive.
Yeah. Kevin sued, and he got $450,000.
Holy cow.
$150,000 for lost pay, $300,000 for emotional distress. Now. The company still stands by the firing, claiming that Kevin was unstable and they were protecting other employees in the event that he got violent. But, you know, the jury still awarded $450,000. But, man, I mean,
wow.
You know, it's one of those things where it's like, all right, you know, hey, he's having a birthday. He says, hey, guys, I don't want to party. Like, he really means it.
Yeah, he does. Like, you should probably listen.
Yeah, probably should. So, again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without surprising an employee for his birthday, when he asked you not to, you're doing okay.
Okay, good note.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's setting the bar.